parashas we have Yaakov Kudei. So they are, first of all, it's interesting that it repeats everything before. We've spoken about that, the point of passing over. But Pekudei especially has a very interesting piece over here. I mean, it says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eides HaShem Pukan Alpi Moshe. These are the Targum says, the minyanim that Moshe made. The accounting, you know, what it is, Lamaisa, is the first parak in Pekudei, the first inyan is an accounting of all the inyanim of the Mishkan. So, Mela, if this was a part of the Avodah itself, in other words, if the Torah had given dinim as regards the minyan and mishkal and midah of the inyanim, so I could understand that it lists how much it has to weigh each thing. The mashmos is simply because there was Klal Yisrael was in Haran, in other words, they wanted to show that Moshe Rabbeinu did everything kishura and he was honest and everything was kept for the Beis HaMikdash. So why go through the whole inyan of how much he weighed and so on and so forth? He should have said that he gave over the minyan, and that's it. Doesn't need to have more than that. To go through the protim of the cheshbon is the mashmos is keilu that there is a chshivas to it, or there's a chshivas to the cheshbon itself, and we have to understand what that chshivas is. You have in the pasuk itself, there's a very interesting juxtaposition of the same word meaning two different things, and it's clear that that's the intent of the pasuk. Eile pekudei hamishkan, these are the cheshbonos of the mishkan. The word pekudei meaning cheshbonos, mishkan ha'edus, asher pukar al pi Moshe, which was appointed by Moshe, Avodas Halavim, Yadisam and Aaron HaKohen. The word Ashapukad, the second word Ashapukad, is the Lashon, it means not counting, but it means appointing. The Targum, one is Minyone, one is Ismani. So the Pekudei HaMishkan is, this is going to be the accounting of the Mishkan. Ashapukad Alpi Moshe, which Moshe gave over. Delegated authority to Avodas Halavim b'Yadisam Aaron HaKohen. Like Rashi says, Avodas Halavim Pekudei HaMishkan v'Kelev Avodas Halavim b'Midbar. They're the ones that were Memuna Ish l'Maso HaMufkar Olav. And b'Yadisam he was Mufkar on everyone. Let's just read the pasuk Kipshuta. The intention here is that there's something of a strange play on words. This is going to be the accounting of all the elements of the Mishkan, which Moshe Rabbeinu had given over to the Levim to be in charge of it. This is the accounting. Moshe is giving an accounting, what he did with all the money and where it went to. It's the accounting of the Mishkan. Called the Mishkan, Mishkan Eid is fine. But Asher Pukad is very strange. It has nothing to do with it. It's true that one of the things about the Mishkan was it was given over to the Levim to take care of it. To unpack it, to carry it, etc. But it's got absolutely nothing to do with the first part of the pasuk. It's almost a play on the words for no reason. This is a clear accounting of all the elements of the Mishkan, which, by the way, the Levim were the guys who carried it and unpacked it. Ma'ayin Shmitas Har Sinai. And it's obviously very clear that it's the word Pekudei over here that is joining it. He's saying this is the Pekudei of the Mishkan, that was Pukar Alpi Moshe. It's an Avodas HaLevim. The Levim are the Nifkadim on the Mishkan. This is the Pekudei of the Mishkan whose Nifkadim are Shevet Levi. It needs some sense Pasha to make clear Pshat in the Pasuk. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. The second thing is, it's an interesting contrast. The Mishkan had to be given betruma, benedivas halev, and they had to give it. The machzis hashekel was very very clearly defined, but the etzem thing is given for it. It says they gave more than enough, and they had more than enough, and so on. And here we have a parasha detailing that it was very very limited and exact, and so on. It seems also to contrast very strongly and strangely with with the etzem tzivui, that tzivui is to give without limitations, not to be limited to whatever it is. And Moshe Rabbeinu here gives a very exact detail. Cheshem, it said he forgot what he did with the extra money, and then he remembers the Rav Amudim and so on. It's interesting that from a tzivui that seemed to be to give and to give without cheshbonos, nidvas alev is something without cheshbonos, it's something which the Isha Shetven Libo now becomes something very, very, we need this amount, and that amount, and exactly that amount, and it says Moshe turned them away when they came to bring more. It's interesting contrast between, they could have kept the money for Bedek HaBayis, that in case something breaks, they'd fix it. There was a kupa for Bedek HaBayis, so if everybody gave money, they could have kept it. And yet there was, Moshe said it's enough, not take any more, and then we get a very, very detailed specific accounting of what it is. So the I want to start off this Zohar Kaddish here, the dash and something on the parasha. It says Rabbi Yossi Pasach. Rabbi Yossi brought a hakdam to this parasha on a pasuk. Morav tufcha shetzafantil yirecha. Take a look how much good you've put away for Yirei Elokim. Pa'alta l'choisim b'cho neged ne'odom. You've done it for the people that trust in you, opposite everyone else. Or, Marav. So he goes through a whole different inyanim. And here he says that k'sivacha marav tufcha. The marav tufcha, the toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, the greatness is it refers to the toiv that it's referring to is vayar lekim es or kitov, and it's asher tzafanta that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked and he saw that rishoyim that the or is not worthy for the rishoyim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going as that or philosophy lovely. Now, neged bnei adam. So, what is neged bnei adam? So it says, the habehayum nusa this abed b'ayinoyra. That peula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with this or kayomin bnei nasha b'alma. People live in this world. They're miskayim because of it. Avagad diogonis be kayomin bnei nasha b'alma dein pa'altum nasa b'alma. And then he goes to darshin. Ela Pekudia Mishkan, Oksiv Hassam, Ela Tol Shayim Varetz, and so on. That is the thrust of it. So the Pashto Pshat over here is that the Marav Tuvcha Shetzafanta L'Echa is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gone is it, but it's still there, similar to what we spoke last week about, that when something's B'Gniza, it still has a Hashpa, and from that Gniza, we're Mamshich and Oyer. And it goes on to this day. I think there's another connection Zohar HaKadosh here that he's telling it to Pekudei, that it's going not on the it's going not on the or that's gonus, but on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the or away and was going as it. There's one element over here that the or gonus still exists. To some degree, we're still able to tap into or gonus. That's one chelik of it. And the second chelik of it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going on, that it's going on the pe'ula where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the or, that's where we have the toiv that's coming to us. And I want to try to explain that a little bit. When it says in Chazal, when Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make the Mishkan, so it says that he was hoya tamea. He couldn't understand it. And he said, Shlomo HaMelech's bayis is so much bigger than mine. And still, when Shlomo HaMelech was mechanech the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech said, Shemayim, Shmei Shemayim, lo yichal kelucha, that the entire world can't hold you in. So do you think, is it possible that this bayis that I built could contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe said, Mada Shlomo HaMelech said it by on a bias which was mefur and big. The Mishkan, could it work on the Mishkan? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Loi kishem shata sover. It's not right. You know, your svar is wrong. Ella, make 20 krushim on one side, 20 krushim on the other side, 8 krushim on the third side, and v'loy oid ella she al aniyat samtzeim es kvoidi b'tech amal ama. I am going to be mitzamtzeim my covet in the amal ama on top of the bein akruvim. So. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not telling. I mean, if Moshe Rabbeinu's svara was right, it wouldn't be loy kishem shata sover. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu says to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said, "V'oid aron eflois yoseh mizeh." You're right. The tmiyah is a very good tmiyah, and I will show you even a bigger pella. You think the pella is that a shechina could be shayra on a bias? I'll show you that even the mishkan in Amam will be shayra. That's not what it says. It says the other way around. Your svara is wrong, but what you should do is make 20 krushim and 20 krushim and 8 krushim, and then I'll even be mitzamtzim amal amal. So there's a mahalach in there's a problem here in what was the svara? In other words, we find a lot of times Tosis says you can't have a machloikis in svaras hafuchos. Now, it's usually most machlokas in Gemara is in degrees. Is this called a mazik, or is it not yet a mazik? But someone should say it's a mazik, someone should say it's a mitzvah, it doesn't work. Svaras hafuchos is a very hard machlokas where you would have svaras that the svar is exactly opposite. But that seems to be, loik shem shat asover. So what is the nekud of machlokas? What is he trying to say over here? So we need to understand something about we find Lamosha in Maimed Har Sinai. So the one of the key elements of Maimed Har Sinai was this Galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so forth. But the first mitzvah is Leich Hagbil Asa'am, to be Magbil Da'am. They shouldn't go past a certain point. Certain people can go past a certain point, certain people not. And it's a dava that's kind of strange. Yes, the har was kadosh, it should keep away. So that I could understand as a side point. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell him, everybody should get ready, we're going to have a tremendous iskalos. By the way, the har is kadosh off limits at the time it is galos. But the first mitzvah is hagbola. And you find by the Mishkan that there are a lot of things that are parallel to Har Sinai. We've seen over the years Rabbeinu Bechaya and Ramban where they list Chazal countless parallels between the two, because they are parallel. And one of them is there's Hagbolas in Maimar Har Sinai, and there is Machnos in the Mishkan. There's Machnos Via, Machnos Kehuna, Machnos Yisrael, the Shiluach Machnos. Both of them are the same halacha. It's not, I mean, one could think of it just in terms of a result of it. You have a Sefer Torah, you have Kedusha Sefer Torah. You have a Mokum Kodesh. There are halachas that are Noig Mokum Kodesh. But you see, it doesn't just work like that way. There's Hadragas. It goes with different, I mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, listen, all Tmeim don't get near to Har Bayis, period. It doesn't go like that. There's Machne Yisrael and the Metzorah is Mishloah from Machne Yisrael. There's Machne Leviyah and Zav is Mishloah from there, and so on. Each one has in himself different levels that were Masalik. I mean, it would have been simple just say anybody who's Tomin anyway, out. It's not like that. And you find the same thing by Maimar HaSinai. There were different dagas where the Skenim were, where Moshe was, where Aaron was, and so on. And Shloshes Mei Hagbola is the the Achanan for Shavuos, Shloshes Mei Hagbola. So the thing is like this: when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabiach himself and his Hashpa is Bligvul, and when a person thinks about it, a person dehears that It's Ein Sof. That's where he's supposed to be, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the instinct is that in order that if I want to appropriately get some of that ha'ara, I need to broaden myself so that I could possibly swallow all of it. So just like a person is working in some sort of business, that the opportunities are unlimited. So for the person who is greedy, the reaction is to try to swallow in as much as possible, to keep doing more and more things to get more and more money, because what a shame to waste all of it. So because there's so much, the first instinct when a person is faced with an unlimited amount of kedusha is to try to stretch oneself as much as possible to absorb it all. The mistake is that in order to absorb kedusha, there's two things. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah is limitless. Mitzad the person's ability to absorb it, as he stretches himself, he becomes less and less able to hold on to what he has until it just collapses. So just like if a person begins to work more and more hours to get more and more money, at some point it collapses. He can't make all those decisions. He can't be on top of everything. He can't take it all in. And whatever happens, at some point, it collapses. In other words, for us to be shayach to getting the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the unlimited hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we need also to ask ourselves, what is our kli kibul capable of being mekabel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ein Sof has nothing to do with me. What has to do with me is the ability for my kli to be kolel and comfortably take in what's being mushpa. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, the first thing in the Bria was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a ha'ara which is toiv. Vayar lekim es ha'or ki tov. The first thing in the Bria that was, that existed, and that was called toiv, is or. And therefore, or is a metaphor for any and every hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes into the world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil between or and or. He was going as a chelik of the or, because the world could not be makabel. It's not a punishment to Rishoyim. The world as it stands, with its chesronos, the fact that the world has Rishoyim, or potentially has Rishoyim, means it cannot be collate all that are. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gonez that are, so that the world could be nene from are. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not been gonez all that extra are, then he could not have been collate that chelik. It, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gonez part of that are, people now can have something. I'd like to learn the pasuk, Marav Tuvcha, how much toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, Asher Tzafanta L'Re'echa, that you took away part of it, L'Re'echa, the part that the world wasn't shayach to be mekabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu withheld, so that the part that is shayach to be mekabel, we can be mekabel. That's the difference. And in that, the Zohar Kaddish says it's because of that pe'ula that we live for, that we're miskayim. It's two levels. The Oira Gonos gives us a hidden hashra, like we spoke last time, that it's malachlech with a ches. It gives a lachluchis to the world from under the ground, kind of a hidden hashpa. And mitzad sheni, the open hashpa, is defined. And it's defined in a way that it fits into our kelim, and we could be nana from it and get from it. That is the second half of it. So Marav Tuvcha, Asher Tzafanta L'Re'echa, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu defined for us, made for us, and so on and so forth. That was the vikuach of Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Moshe Rabbeinu's nekuda was that if we're trying to build a Beis HaMikdash, to be koilet as much as possible of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're going. Then how is it possible? Madach on a bias, it says Shemayim Shemesh Malach Al Kalucha Afkei Bayis Hashbonisi. Certainly a Mishkan. So the svar is a Mishkan is capable less of being koilet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him your svara is wrong. The etzem svara is wrong. To be koilet from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what one needs to do is adarabah. One needs to define a place. One needs to define what's possible to be koilet. So esiman, esiman ches, v'loy oid, it's also too big. I am going to be metzamtzemit in an amal amma. An amal amma is a mokum that's a kli. If I'm metzamtzem my shchina betoich amal amma, that's where I'm able to give. That's possible for a person to be koilet hashos hashchina. But there's all sorts of chazal. There's a baskol yoytzikol yomi choyrev oilav v'yas and so on and so forth. We don't hear it because there's no mokum to be koilet. On the between the kruvim, since if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made something in that makom, then it's possible to koilet it. But beyond, but the koilas that are hoilich mesayfal mesayfalim, we're not koilet. If somebody will ask, we have a dugma fit. Someone will say, I don't understand something. And radio waves are all over the world, but it's only if you have a little radio that's where you could hear it. Are you talking? The teretz is, it's only because you put it into a kli that's capable of absorbing it and giving it over in a way that we can make sense out of it. Certainly the radio waves are all over the world, but all over the world is meaningless. The world is a world of gevulas, and something that doesn't go into a kli that's capable of processing it, of holding it in, of holding it in itself and processing it and making it intelligible, it's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. So the pe'ula of building the Mishkan is a double pe'ula. It's ki'ir shechub al-yachtav in two ways. On the one hand, there's a hakara of the limitlessness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hakara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Ein Sof, and that we have in a p'chinas gniza, like we spoke last week. And mitzad sheni, that the kelim we need, we cannot let the hashpa go past the kelim that we can produce for it. The kelim it has to stay within the kli. So by Maimed Har Sinai, you had a very strange phenomena. On top of the mountain, you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaviyochel yoyred alahar. And you have the hisgalus of kaviyochel, whatever it's possibly megala. But the person is told, hagbel, you need to say where you are. Makes mekoymoi is one of the memchas varim tarit. What are you capable of taking? You need to find your place. And if you go past the place, just like if a person doesn't drink enough water, he dies of thirst. If a person drinks more water than his body can hold, he'll die as well. He'll platz. There is no good of too much. Good has to shelzach tzu to the person's kelim. And the mela, the kelim, every person has akbala. And the same thing with the mishkan. The mishkan is also a makom where in the amal amma there's his galus from that in soif, but there are machnois. And everyone has a place. The Kohen Gadol can go into Kodesh Kadoshim, a Kohen can go into the Heichal, Yisrael Tohar can go into Azara, and so on and so forth. The same thing like by the Hagbel Asam. Everyone has their Mokom Mugbal in Gvulis, and that specifically is the way it has to work. That is the Pshat here also in the Binyan of the Mishkan. The Binyan of Mishkan starts with Nedivas Halev, which is believable. It has to start with a feeling, Kedusha is everything in the world. Mishkan is everything in the world, and there is no, I can't start by giving a limit to it. If I give a limit to it, if somebody asks me how important is Kedusha to you, Ashuras Hashchina, and I say I need to calculate, then it's a no-starter. Because that's not, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's B'li Soif, then the mitzvah v'ahavta is b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha v'moedecha. And we can't say, okay, give X amount of zav, X amount of kesef. Then we don't have the sheirish. We don't have what's comparable to the Olam Chesed Yibana, to the Ein Soif, to the Ur that was created before HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to sit. But once we have it, a Mishkan has to fall into Midah and Mishkal and Minyan. It has to fall into a rubric of measurement and to be a kli. And that's why now Moshe Rabbeinu had to specify it exactly. In other words, this is the Mishkal that came, and how was that Mishkal used, how did it fit into the world of the Midas and so on. Each Kli had its own Midas, and that was given Truma. But the Nidvas Halev, to determine what's called Daiva Hoysa, and Vayavir Kol Bamachne, that they have to stop, and so on and so forth, that's this Pasha here. In other words, the Nidvas Halev should stretch only until on this place, this Kli, and so on and so forth. The Levium, the Yadua, the Kohanim are connected the Mida of Chesed, the Mida of Ish Chasidecha, the Mida of giving Aaron was Oyev Shalom, Oyev Shalom, Oyev Sabrius. The Mida of Kehuna was the Chelek where HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows Kedusha, where Chelek where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia. Because Kohanim are the representatives, the Shluchei Rachmana of bestowing upon the world. Leviim are, it says, from Midas Adin. A Levi was Tohar. Koyin Yom Mekadesh, a Levi Yom Metaher. A Levi had to, his Achana to Leviya, the Achana of the Koyin was to add, to put Shemen HaMishcha on the Koyin, so that Shemen HaMishcha is always the Hashpah that comes, that gives a person more than he has. And like Malchus and so on, you Nimshach, you Moshach Shemen on the person, that's Kilo HaMishcha outwards. Levi had to shave themselves, be mitire themselves, and Mechabes. Levi was a process of getting rid of the Ra, of what's unwanted, of what's undesirable, etc. Levi were the Shemrim on the Beis HaMikdash. They were in charge of Ne'ilas Losses and Psichas Losses. Avol Chozel and Ne'ilas Losses. They had to open the Beis HaMikdash, they had to close it. They were Shemrim. A Shemer is someone that keeps something the way it is, defines it. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. These are the Pekudei of the Mishkan. Asher Pukad, in other words, Pikodin, when you poikate a person, it means you limit him to a certain job. You give him a job, but you can say, will everybody please grab a chair and bring it in here? That's one way of saying it. Another way is say, you take this chair. You take this chair. You take this chair. The second oifen is called Pukad. It's appointed means it's defined. You do this, you do this, you do this. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi also. He had a din of a Kohen, he had a din of a Melech. This pe'ula of pikadon, of pekudei, of giving a number and a specification for and gvulas b'mela for each and every element of the Mishkan is Moshe b'toras Levi. That they are the ones that are they are the pekidim on the Mishkan. They're the ones to whom the Mishkan was given for Shmira and so on. That is the that's the pe'ula of the Eilat Pekudei. Let's take it over a little bit to our Yonim. There is there are two reasons why a person is not matzliach the way he should be in the world of ruchnius. One is that the person's she'ifos are limited. You hear sometimes what are your aspirations, Chisa? The main thing for me is if he can open up a Gemara and he can read it, that's good enough for me. If he daven three times a day and he shomer Shabbos, it's good enough for me. And the person doesn't even mean it so. It doesn't mean it in a bad way. It's just his vision of the peak of the mountain is very low. He doesn't have a vision of the peak of a mountain, and all he can do is see one step ahead, and that's it. A person of himself, he does not have big she'ifas for himself, and therefore the person can't be matzliach more than the she'ifas that he has or doesn't have. If your itinerary is up to the 100 meters up the mountain, you're not going further than that. But anyone who's a ben Torah of some degree, anyone who is an oiler, who's a ben yeshiva, has a vision. That's why he's here. That's why he's learning. That's why he's doing. There's a second problem that because we have a vision, and a lot of times it's obviously mixed also with some sort of sense of personal pride, some sort of sense of personal weighing, measuring oneself, and so on. Then, instead of asking ourselves at this point, what can we be koilate? We never ask that question. So, lemashal, this is a very common problem in chinuch of younger boys. They will get very excited with big shtiklach Torah, but without realizing that the way they're learning, they're foregoing knowing pshat and really solid things, and so on and so forth. A person is shayef for big inyanim and avodas Hashem, and he takes on all sorts of interesting chumras and hidur and so forth, but if he's not holding there, then he misses out the first steps. And he's not building a solid personality. He's putting in things that his personality can't keep, and it either just the whole thing falls apart, or it becomes distorted. It's like when you put too much weight on something, either the thing plotzes, or it becomes terribly distorted and terribly perverted and twisted. That's what the person is doing. And that in a certain sense is more tragic than the first one, because the person had she'ifas, the person was striving for something, but because he didn't understand, there is no such thing as more kedusha than you can hold. If you put in more kedusha, then you get less results, because it's not kedusha. That which you're not capable of being koilet in your kli is not kedusha, and it's not good. Marav tuvcha she'tzafant l'yecha. The good is when there's a part of it, then the part that's not apropos is not there. That's the Rav Tuvcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built this model of the world for us to understand that the world comes with two elements, two crucial pillars for a person to grow. A person needs to have she'ifa. A person needs to remember that there was one day when the light was misofo lematsofo. It says that's why uba has that or. You need an or agonis, like we spoke last time, to give a person a sense of what it could be. And a person needs to know his gvulis to be metzamsen self. This is what I'm capable of doing. If I'm capable of learning Gemara and Rashi, and that's it, I need to focus on Gemara and Rashi. Okay, I'm learning a Tosis now, I need to focus on Tosis. I'm capable of doing X amount of Chesed, I need to focus on that. If my diagram of Shemir HaMitzvah says why, I need to keep it within that. I can't grab what I can. There's an extraordinary Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, so he had the same type of dilemma. The Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be a bias for everybody, and it was supposed to include within itself all of mankind, not only Klal Yisrael. So he was mespalel in that same mimer of the Beis Hamikdash, same tefillah that he said Shemayah Shemayah L'chol Kolucha. He says he's mespalel for Klal Yisrael, and he says like this: Kol tefillah v'kol tchina asher tia l'chol ha'odom chol am Yisrael. Any tchina and any tefillah that members of Klal Yisrael daven, asher yedun ish negel vavoy, that people know what their problems are, uparas knafa v'al bayis hazeh, and he will spread his hands out in tefillah on this bayis. Va'ato tishma shemayim mechoin shiftecha, you should listen, v'solachta v'asisa v'nasata lish, and you should give the person kechol drochav, asher teidas levavoy, in the ways that include your understanding of his heart. Ki ato yodata levatas v'akol kol bnei adam, because you yourself are the only one that knows people's hearts. The reason, so there's a gevul over here. Leman yiro ucha kol hayomim shem chayim bnei adam ha'shan senim, in order to inculcate yira into their hearts. The goy, v'gamel anochi asholim amchi yisrael, a goy that comes, u'bo meretz achoy kol shmecha, ki yishmo nashim hagod, l'bo v'tzfala b'ayis hazeh, ato sishma shemayim mechon shiftecha, v'sisa k'chol shirach anochi. Give him everything that is mispowerful. So the Gemara says, because the difference is, Rashi says here, he brings that, because a goy won't know, and he's going to be kovei tagger, and he's going to be upset at Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the goy gets carte blanche. Anything he wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. No, fine. You're right. The goyim, they'll complain, and therefore you have to give him everything. But it's mashman at the second best. I mean, why shouldn't Klal Yisrael get without complaining? Why should they get all the tefillahs answered? We should get some. The teretz is, it's not a bracha for a person when he's being mispalel for something that is too much for him. And his tefillah for Klal Yisrael was, Va'ata tisha shemayim, Vasisa v'nasata le'ish, Kichol drocha v'ashateidas levavoy. You know what his heart is. You know what he's ready to be mekayim. You know what he's holding by. Give him what fits him. Because Le'man yiruchu kol hayom, Yira mandates that the person can find his hashpa into whatever he's a kli for. There's a gevalik in tefillah. David HaMelech was mispalel. It's in the Shir HaMailos. It's three pasuk tefillah that incorporates why David was the sheirish of tefillah, and David was the sheirish of the Beis Hamikdash. He's the one who gathered everything, and Shlomo only put into place. The Shir HaMailos of David, Hashem loigova libi, my heart didn't expand. My eyes didn't become too big. And I didn't walk a path that was too big for me. I put myself down like a babe on a mother's on a mother's breast. In other words, I was only looking. A child never overeats. A child nurses eats kefir's kli kibble. He's not looking around at the plate and seeing what there is. He's stelling to a kli kibble. And he finishes, Yachli Yisrael Hashem me'ata v'arelo. In other words, the tikven, the tefillah of Klal Yisrael is along those lines. And therefore, when a person is putting himself, is stelling himself avek as to grow and to steig, It's an extraordinary balance of two really opposite koiches. On the one hand, a person needs, his eyes need to look around and see what a big world there is, how much gadlus and Torah and Ashpa and Avoida, and a person sees big things. The bigger the things that he sees, the bigger it's possible at some point to have it to be koiled. On the other hand, the person needs to be honest with himself. There is no such thing as grabbing more than you can hold. Because if you grab more than you hold, you lose what you have as well. If you go begdolus of beniflos, if you try to be, pretend to be bigger than you are, then they lose everything. The start of building a makom ashra is with nedivas alev, without limits, without putting down gvulas. The way to implement it is through pkudei, by measuring, by counting, by weighing, by putting down the gvulas. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shechina. Loik k'shem shat ha-seiber. It's not the more you grab in, the more you'll have. If you put down clear gvulas, if you put down the krashim in its place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzim himself. And in that amma, on the one hand, the person, we only have an amal amma v'shos ha-shechina. But that amal amma is a conduit for all that's beyond it. The Oyer Agonos, the Oyer that we have, is only the Oyer that we could possibly be koilit. But the Oyer Agonos is where it comes from. If a person is honest with himself, and he works honestly, he learns that which he understands, and doesn't pretend to understand what he does understand, and doesn't do more than he, pretend to do more than he actually is holding by doing. If a person does it that way, then what he has is miskayim, and it's a tsinor. It doesn't. It keeps drawing more and more, and the marav tufcha shatzafater echo is both. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's atova is that he doesn't give us what we don't have. De'avos Shlomo HaMelech's tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us only not what we ask for, but what we really need and could use productively. And the other pshat, marav tufcha shatzafater echo, there's a rav toiv waiting. If the person put down a mishkan and the kelim the way they should be, then the amount of hashpah is without the gvul, and it includes all of that or agonas hashatzafanter echo.